우리 어릴 때 1968년 11월 달이었습니다.
It was when we were younger. It was about sometime in November 1968.
미군 함대를 북한이 여러 배가 공격을 해서 포로에 잡아갔어요.
And so there was actually a U.S. warship that the North Korean vessels, many of them had come over, surrounded it, and seized and captured that U.S. warship.
이제 이유는 우리의 선을 넘어 들어왔다 하는 이유입니다.
And the reason for that was because they were saying that the U.S. warship had actually come into their maritime space.
그럼 선을 넘어 들어왔으면 경고사격을 하면 되지 왜 납치해 가느냐? 미국은 이렇게 얘기를 한 거죠.
And the U.S. officials came out and they were arguing against this kind of persuasion and logic. They were saying, well, if we had invaded into your maritime boundary, then you could have just fired warning shots. Why did you have to seize the vessel and take all of the people on board?
그때 우리는 학생이었습니다.
That was when we were still students.
82명을 한 명은 죽이고 82명을 납치해 갔어요.
And there were about 80 or so people on board that vessel. And they killed, the North Koreans killed one person on board and they took the rest of the 80 or so crewmen.
미국이 당장 공격할 수 있는데 82명이 죽는단 말이죠. 그러니까 자꾸 협상을 한 겁니다.
And the U.S. could have attacked North Korea straight away, but because they wanted to save the lives of the 82 crew members on board, they continued to persuade them and use diplomatic tactics to try to free them.
한 29번 정도 협상을 했어요.
And there are about 29 rounds of these kinds of diplomatic endeavors.
근데 1년 만에 이제 다 풀려났죠.
And after those negotiations, in about a year's worth of time, those members on board were finally freed.
문제는 1년 만에 풀려난 이 군인들이요, 거의 바보된 거예요.
But they had been actually captured for about a year's worth of time, and after they were securely and safely released, they had become very strange.
트라우마가 남아있단 말이에요.
The reason for that was because of the trauma that had been inflicted upon them.
얼마나 많이 맞았기 때문에 거의 폐인돼 버린 거예요.
And they had been severely beaten and there were not many people who could continue with their everyday average lives.
이스라엘 민족이 애굽에 노예로 살기도 했습니다.
In the very same way, we see that the Israelites were taken as slaves to Egypt.
전쟁 재앙도 많이 만났습니다.
And they were also struck by numerous numbers of wars and conflicts.
오늘 이사야의 본문은 포로돼 갈 거라고 그랬습니다.
And we see in today's passage in the book of Isaiah that they will be taken captive.
여기에서 이기는 비밀을 지금 알려준 거예요.
And God is revealing to him the mystery by which they can be freed from that.
이스라엘이 포로돼 가지만은 이렇게 이렇게 될 거다.
And he tells of this in advance, saying Israel will be taken as captive, but this and this will follow.
뭐라고 말씀하셨습니까?
What does he say at this time?
파수꾼이 되라 그럽니다.
He says, "Stand as the watchman."
어떤 파수꾼입니까?
What kind of watchman then?
24 종일 기도하는 파수꾼이 되라.
Stand as a watchman who stands wait and is vigilant and prays 24 hours a day.
이 메시지를 준 거예요.
This is a message that God gives.
이 메시지를 알아들은 사람들은 완전히 바벨론 들어가서 승리했어요.
And those who understood this message, even after they entered into Babylon, had complete victory.
누굽니까?
Who were they?
다니엘입니다.
It was Daniel.
이 메시지 듣고 간 사람들이거든요.
He was among the people who heard this message.
오늘 여러분 메시지 붙잡고 시작하면 됩니다.
Today, all it takes is for you to hold on to this message and begin.
세 청년 사드락, 메삭, 아벤느고거든요.
And the three young adults, Daniel's friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
이 언약을 굳게 붙잡고 들어갔는데 여러분 잘 알지 않습니까? 어떤 일이 났는지.
They firmly held on to this covenant and they went into Babylon and you know very well what happened afterwards.
이 언약을 믿고 기도한 사람이 에스더입니다.
And the one who held on to this message and believed in it was Esther.
하나님이 종일 여호와로 쉬지 못하게 해라.
It says here, do not let the Lord be at rest all day and all night.
뭐 여호와 쉽니까?
Does the Lord rest then?
여호와로 기억나게 해라.
It says, you who put the Lord in remembrance.
아니 하나님이 기억력이 없습니까?
Does that mean that the Lord lacks remembrance, that he forgets?
하나님 보고 하는 말씀이 아니거든요.
But these are not the words that he is talking about himself.
지금 말하자면 이 말이 무슨 말인 거 아니까 네가 파수꾼의 사명을 해보게라.
It's not about himself that he's speaking, but he's speaking about the mission that they must shoulder as the watchmen.
네 한 명이면 되느니라.
He's saying all it takes is one person.
여러분 어떻습니까?
How do you consider this?
저는 사실상 어릴 때부터 교회 다녔는데 응답을 받은 적이 없었어요.
Since I was very young, I attended church, but in fact, I lacked answers.
부모님 때문에, 사람 때문에 교회 나갔어요.
I went to church for my parents and because of people.
제가 교회 안 가면 우리 부모님은 너무 낙심하기 때문에 가정 거지요.
And I just simply went because I thought to myself that if I didn't go to church, then that would make my parents very discouraged.
너는 어떻습니까?
What about for all of you?
그래서 제가 완전히 실패하고 다시 교회를 갔어요.
Because I was in that state, I had utter failure, completely failed, and then I returned back to church.
어쩔 수 없이 간 거죠.
And I went because I had no other option available to me.
교역자까지 했다니까요.
And then I became a minister, a pastor.
아니, 내 같은 교역자도 있을 거예요, 아마. 전혀 응답 못 받는데 교역자 했다니까요.
And I'm sure that there are other pastors just like me. I was completely devoid of all answers, and yet I had the title of being a minister.
뭐 그나마 그 위로를 받은 거는 교역자면서 보니까 다 응답 못 받아 내만 못 받는 게 아니에요.
And that sole source of comfort, of solace that I had at that time was I looked around and I saw that I wasn't the only pastor who was lacking answers.
그 교회를 왜 다니는지 다 응답 못 받아 그래서. 위로받으면서 다녔죠.
So I don't know why they were coming to church. We all lacked answers, and yet all of us were still there. I don't know why.
어느 날 저는 하나님의 말씀 복음이 믿어지면서요 언약을 붙잡았어요.
But one day I began to believe in God's word, the gospel, and then I held on to the covenant.
파수꾼의 기도로 시작인 겁니다.
And I began the prayer of the watchman.
무슨 응답이 왔냐 상관없어요.
What kind of answers followed? It was regardless of that. It's not
진짜 기도는 그러잖아. 무슨 응답이 왔냐? 상관없어요.
That's what happens when you pray true and genuine prayer. What answers come? It's not of very paramount importance.
조금 기도해서 새벽에 시간 정해서.
I prayed just a little bit, taking a little
진짜입니다.
bit of time in the early morning.
정말로 하나님의 말씀 붙잡고 기도했어요.
I held on to God's word and I really engaged in prayer.
하나님은 지금까지 세계 복음하는 문을 열어 주셨습니다.
And to this very day, God continues to open the door to do world evangelization.
40년을 뛰었는데 하나님은 아프지도 않게 했습니다.
I was ministering. I've been ministering for 40 years now, and not a day in my life I was sick.
이 역사가 일어나니까요, 너무 방해하는 사람들이 많아요.
And because so many works are rising, there are so many people who are trying to hinder this.
파수꾼의 기도로 시작했습니다.
So I began the prayer of the watchman.
하나님이 그들을 다 불러가 버려서 한 번도 안 싸웠는데요.
And God called each and every one of those people who are trying to obstruct this ministry, even though I did not engage in one fight.
자고 상관없겠습니다만은 하나님이 다 미리 다 불러가 버려서요.
So perhaps it was just mere coincidence, has nothing to do with me, but yet God called each and every one of those lives to Him early on.
여러분 어떻습니까?
So how do you consider all of these things?
여러분의 문제 뭡니까?
What are the problems that you are confronted by?
지금도 전 세계는 왜 이렇게 어렵습니까?
And why is it that even now, at this very moment, the entire world was struck with so many
성경에만
problems?
성경에만 밝히고 있습.
Only the Bible tells us the reason.
이 사단의 포로가 된 거예요.
That we have become captives to Satan.
애굽에서 노예 생활한 게 중요한 게 아니고. 사단의 노예가 된 거예요.
The fact that they were enslaved to Egypt is not what was most important. They had become enslaved to Satan.
이걸 알고요. 너는 종일 종냐 여호와가 기억하도록 기도해라.
And it's to be aware and cognizant of this. And it says, all the day and all the night they shall never be silent. You who put the Lord in remembrance, take no rest.
이 눈이 열려졌다니까요.
It was the eyes, these eyes that were open.
애굽의 노예로 가기 전에 이미 사단의 노예가 된 거예요.
Before they were even taken as slaves to Egypt, they had already become slaves to Satan.
실제 노예 생활을 애굽에서 했고 나와서도 사단의 노예야.
They were physical slaves in Egypt, and yet even after they were liberated, they were still enslaved spiritually to Satan.
이 눈이 탁 떠 있는 거죠.
And you had the
그러니까
eyes open to see that.
기도에 다 다른 힘이 생겨. 아, 기도해야 되겠구나.
And from that point on, a new strength of prayer began to take root inside of me. I realized I need to pray.
여러분 시작해 보세요.
So may you really begin this.
하나님의 말씀 붙잡고 시작해 보세요.
Hold on to God's word and begin.
파수꾼의 기도 시작해라 이 말이에요.
Begin the prayer of the watchman.
여러분 한 명으로 됩니다. 여러분을 파수꾼으로 부르셨다.
It is more than enough with just one person, you, and God has called each and every one of you to pray this prayer of the watchman.
나이 많은 분들 걱정할 필요 없습니다.
And those who are old in your years, there's nothing for you to worry about.
사실상 여러분이요 젊은 사람보다 더 파수꾼의 기도를 하실 수가 있어요.
Because in fact, you have all the conditions suitable for you to pray the prayer of the watchman far more than even the young people.
저는 봤어요.
I saw this.
아무도 알아주지 않지만은요 나이 많은 분들이 우리 어머니가요 24를 기도하는 거죠.
And I saw that my mother, she was very old in her years. Nobody recognized her, and yet she prayed 24 hours a day.
누가 알아주지도 않아요. 뭐,
no one recognized her for that.
그 나이 취직이 됩니까? 되지도 않아요.
And could she get a job at that age? No, not at all.
부산에서 개척을 시작했을 때 할머니들이요 우리 교회 밤마다 모여 기도해.
When we planted our church in Busan, every single night the elderly grandmothers gathered in prayer.
어떻습니까, 여러분?
And how do you think about this?
혹시 여러분이 병들었거나 어림당한 것이면 낙심하지 마시고 파수꾼의 기도를 시작해라.
If you are faced with difficulties or if perhaps you have a disease, do not be discouraged or disheartened. May you really begin the prayer of the watchman.
자, 파수꾼은 뭔가를 지키는 거 아닙니까? 그렇죠?
A watchman is somebody who stands watch, somebody who is vigilant.
파수꾼은 뭔가를 막아야 되는 거 아닙니까? 그렇죠?
A watchman is somebody who needs to stand guard. They need to block and protect against something.
이거 깨달으면 됩니다.
That's what you need to realize.
다른 거 없습니다.
There's nothing else.
오직 성경에 여러분이 기도로 흑암의 세력을 꺾으라 이거죠.
Only the Bible reveals to us that by your prayers you can break down the powers and forces of darkness.
오직 여호와를 향해서 기도해라.
And look solely to the Lord in prayer.
그게 파수꾼의 기도예요.
That's the prayer of the watchman.
끊으라는 겁니다.
It's to pray that.
아무것도 걱정하지 마세요.
Do not worry about anything.
사람 말 듣지 마세요.
And don't heed the words of other people.
하나님 말씀 믿으세요.
Believe in the word of God.
이 체험을 해야 돼요.
You must experience this.
이게 안 되지니까 엉뚱한 고생을 계속 하는 거예요.
Because this does not take place, we continue to experience needless suffering.
의사는 여러분을 치료하지만은 근본 치유는 하나님이 하시는 겁니다.
Doctors can treat your illness and sickness, but the one who gives you fundamental healing is God himself.
의사는 아픈 데를 여러분 치료해 주고 도와줍니다.
Physicians can cure you of the things that are bothering you, the ailments that you have.
하나님은 우리 인생 근본을 치유할 수 있는 겁니다.
But God brings complete healing of the very fundamentals of our lives.
체험해 보세요.
Experience that.
저는 아무것도 두려울 것 없고 걱정 없습니다.
There's nothing for me to fear, no concern that I have.
이 파수꾼의 기도로요, 다 이겼고 지켰습니다.
Because I was able to guard and protect everything, and I was able to prevail with simply this prayer of the watchman.
하나님이 지금 거짓말하는 게 아니에요.
God is not lying to us.
이사야를 통해서 얘기합니다.
He says through Isaiah,
내가 너를 파수꾼으로 세웠다.
He says, I have raised you as watchmen.
종일 종야, 여호와로 기억나게 해라.
And it says, you shall put the Lord in remembrance all the day and all the night.
여러분, 예언장 붙잡고 조금만 기도해버리면 어느 날 정확한 응답 오게 돼 있어요.
If you just hold on to this covenant and pray a little bit, one day the accurate answer will come.
지금 여러분에게 와 있는 실패들은 앞에 많은 심어놓은 것 때문에 그렇거든요. 그렇기 때문에 이 기도를 하기 시작하면은 뭘 해야 될 것인가가 보이기 시작합니다.
The failures that you're encountering now, it's because of all the things you've planted before this very moment. But if you begin this prayer, then you'll be able to open your eyes to see what steps you need to take going forward.
많은 사람들이 이 말씀을 안 믿었어요.
But a lot of people did not believe these words.
포로 돼간 겁니다.
And that's why they were taken as captives.
그 중에 이 언약을 믿는 다니엘이 포로 돼간 거예요.
Among them, there was a captive by the name of Daniel who understood and held fast to this message.
가자마자 다니엘이 뜻을 정했죠. 다니엘이 뜻을 정하여.
It says that as soon as he arrived there, he set his will.
예루살렘을 향해서 하나님 앞에 하루에 세 번씩요 기도하기 시작해요.
He faced Jerusalem and three times a day he prayed before the Lord.
이는 그냥 기도가 아니잖아. 아니까.
This is not a simple prayer. He was able to pray this because he knew.
아니 그것만 했는데 하나님이 다니엘에게 여러분 아시다시피 느보갓네살 왕에게 답을 주는 지혜를 줬어요.
You know this all too well. That's 그렇죠? all Daniel did and God bestowed upon him the wisdom to be able to give the answer to King Nebuchadnezzar.
그 아들 벨사살에게 답을 주는 지혜를 줬다니까요. 이게 중요한 거예요.
God gave him enough sagacity and wisdom to be able to give the answer to King Nebuchadnezzar's son, King Belshazzar.
여러분 틀린 말 믿지 마시고 하나님의 말씀 굳게 붙잡고 기도해 보세요.
Don't listen to the wrong words. You must hold fast the word of God and really enter into prayer.
다리오 왕을 변화시키잖아요. 그렇죠?
He changed King Darius.
중상모략 당해 가지고 아무 잘못 없는데 중상모략 다니엘을 죽이려고 했잖아요.
Conspirators falsely accused him of he had done nothing wrong and yet they accused him falsely.
성경에 이렇게 기록되어 있습니다.
This is what the Bible records.
다니엘이 죽는 줄 알고도
And it says Daniel knowing that he was on the verge of death.
조서에 의인 찍힌 거 알고도
knowing that the decree had been issued and stamped.
하루에 세 번씩
He still prayed three times a day.
무릎 꿇고
knelt down
감사하며
in thanksgiving.
하나님께 기도했다 해서.
He prayed before the Lord.
어떤 일이 벌어졌습니까?
And what happened after that?
다니엘이 어리석은 게 아닙니다.
It's not that Daniel was foolhardy or foolish.
역사의 인물입니다. 왕 여러분 아시다시피요. 네 명, 다섯 명의 영향을 줬어요.
This is in his historical account. He was able to influence four or five kings of that time.
뭐 에스더 세 청년 말할 것도 없잖아요.
The same goes for Esther as well as the three friends of Daniel as well.
이 기도를 하고 있는 사람들은 에스더 같은 인물은 죽으면 죽을 수 있습니다라고 했어요.
And those who prayed this kind of prayer, a person like Esther, were able to confess, "If I perish, I perish."
오늘 2부 예배 때 렘넌트에게 설명할 거. 세 청인이 뭐라고 말했냐? 하나님이 우리를 죽인 자리에 그냥 둘지라도 우리는 언약을 어길 수 없습니다.
And this is what I'll speak of with our remnants as well as in our second service. This is a confession made by these three friends. They said, even if the Lord lets us remain within this place of death, still we shall hold fast to his covenant.
여러분이 만약에요, 하루 종일 기도를 며칠 만 해보세요. 반드시 역사를 납니다.
Just pray for a few days all day long. Absolutely the answers will come.
그래서 저는 방법을 성경 보고 찾아냈어요.
And that's why I discovered my method, my modality by looking at the Bible.
아침에 눈을 딱 뜨면 사람 만나기 전까지는 아침이거든요. 모든 생각나는 걸 기도로 바꾸고 있어요.
I wake up in the morning and that morning time I call that time when I wake up to the time before I meet with anybody and all that single all those hours all I do is I pray connect all of my thoughts to prayer.
나 이게 집회로 오거나 예배 오면 이제 사람 만나잖아. 이거는 낮이거든요. 모든 보는 거를 기도해요.
And then when I come to the worship where I lead a conference, that's when I begin to meet with people. That's what I call my daytime. And that during that time, everything I see, I connect in prayer.
자, 사람 만나는 일이 끝나야 밤이에요. 그렇죠? 시간이 문제가 아니고 끝나야 밤이거든요. 혼자 있을 때요. 메시지를 정리하는 기도.
So it's not a matter of the time or the exact hour. It's when after all that the time in which I meet with people, I encounter people comes to an end. That's when my nighttime begins. And at that time, I reflect on the message and I organize that message once again.
해보세요.
Try that.
이걸 계속 하니까요, 응답이 계속 보여요.
And as I continue this, I am constantly able to see the answers.
저는 우리 교회 어떤 응답이 날 거다 저는 알고 있어요.
I know very well what kind of answers will follow for our church.
또 우리 다락방에 어떤 전도운동이 날 거다. 저는 알고 있어요.
And I know full well what kind of evangelism movement will arise for our Tarakbang organization.
그래서요. 하나씩 하나씩 외부 감사부터 237부터 하나씩 하나씩 누가 가르쳐준 게 아닙니다. 시도해 나가고 있어요.
And that's why I'm taking these necessary steps in advance of that. For example, preparing for the external audit and also the 237. Nobody taught me these things. I'm taking those necessary steps in advance.
저는 확신합니다.
And I have great conviction of this.
임마누엘 서울에 237과 치유와 서밋의 응답을 주실 것이다.
That absolutely God will grant Emmanuel Church the answers of 237 healing and summit.
그 저 생에 마지막 언약으로 잡았어요.
And that's the final covenant I will hold on to in my lifetime.
그거 만들면요, 세계 일어납니다 이게.
And if we're able to make this, then absolutely the world will arise.
하나님은 여러분의 헌신에 반드시 빛의 경제를 주실 겁니다.
Absolutely, God will grant the economy and finance of light upon your dedication and devotion.
제가 부산서 시작할 때 얘기했어요.
When I began my ministry in Busan, I said,
제가 전도하는 사람이 맞다면 하나님은 우리를 인도하실 것이다.
If I'm indeed an evangelist, then surely God will lead us.
지금까지 왔어요.
And we've continued on until this very
아무
day.
아무 걱정하지 마세요.
So don't worry about anything.
세 가지 파수꾼.
You must stand as a watchman of three things.
첫째입니다.
First.
보좌의 망대를 누리는 파수꾼이래요.
You must stand
그렇죠?
as the watchman who enjoys the watchtower of the throne.
오늘 6절에 뭐라고 했습니까?
What does it say in verse 6 today?
예루살렘이요 그랬습니다.
It says, O Jerusalem.
바벨론 문제가 아닙니다. 예루살렘 문제예요. 예루살렘이요.
It's not the problem of Babylon. It's a problem of Jerusalem.
다른 사람 문제가 아닙니다. 나 문제입니다. 예루살렘이요.
The problem does not lie with others. It lies with me. It says, O Jerusalem.
그래야 응답이 와요.
You must realize this in order for you to receive answers.
성벽 위에 파수꾼을 세워라.
It says to set the watchman upon.
이게 망대입니다. 성벽 위에 파수꾼을 세워라.
And that actually is the watchtower. It's to raise up and set the watchmen on the walls.
어떻게란 말입니까?
What does it say then?
종일 종야.
It says all the day and all the night.
이게 파수꾼이에요.
That's the watchman.
여호와로 기억나게 해라.
You shall put the Lord in remembrance.
쉬지 말고.
Take no rest.
기도해라.
And continue to pray.
이거예요.
That's what it means.
저는 여러분을 위해서 할 일이 꼭 하나 있다고 생각합니다.
I do believe that there is one task that I must absolutely carry out for you.
24기도 속에 여러분 생각날 때마다 하나님이 가장 중요하게 보는 축복이 임하도록 기도합니다.
It's to pray for each and every one of you 24 hours a day so that God's most important blessing may come upon you.
그게 제가 해야 될 사명이라고 생각합니다.
I do believe that that is the very mission that I must carry out.
저는 여러분을 가르칠 수 있는 그런 실력 없습니다.
I have no capability by which I can teach you.
하나님이 여러분에게 향한 축복이 뭔가를 심부름해 주는 사명이 내게 있다 말이에요.
But I do have the mission to run the errand to share with you the kind of blessings God wants
to
give
to you.
It's a watchman of that.
여러분이 보좌의 망대를 지키는 파수꾼이 되라.
You must stand as the watchman who protects and guards the watchtower of the throne.
그럼 어떻게 됩니까?
Then what will happen?
나의 이 영혼이요, 생명이 살아나요.
Your soul, your life will begin to be revived.
창세기 1장 27절 하나님의 형상 크기에 신비해져 살아나는 거예요. 그래야 역사에 나는 겁니다.
Genesis 1:27 it's that image of God, the very likeness of God that needs to be revived.
창세기 2장 7절 하나님이 생기를 불어넣었다 했습니다. 여러분 그 생명이 살아나는 겁니다.
Genesis 2:7 God breathed the breath of life into us. It's that very life that's being restored inside of your prayers.
진짜 복음 가진 자가 기도할 때 외에는 이런 역사에 나는 법이 없어요.
And these kinds of works cannot arise unless the people with the covenant begin this prayer.
빼앗긴 에덴의 축복을 회복해라.
Restore the blessing of Eden that has been snatched away from us.
그 망대를 만들어.
And it's to once again rebuild.
보좌의 축복을 받고 전하는 망대를 만드는 파수꾼 되라.
Stand as a watchman to build that watchtower to restore and relay the blessing of the throne.
오늘 두 번째로 또 말씀하셨어요.
The second thing that he says to us
어떤 파수꾼입니까?
What kind of watchman must you stand as?
길을 만드는 파수꾼 되라.
You must become a watchman who now makes this highway.
여러분 오늘 그렇게 나왔어요.
That's what it says in today's passage.
뭐라고 되어 있습니까?
What does it say?
오늘요. 대로를 수축해요.
It says to build up the highway.
그리고 돌을 제하라.
And it says clear it of stones.
길을 만들어라.
So make a path for the people.
무슨 길을 만듭니까?
What kind of path? What kind of way?
여러분이 성삼위 하나님의 능력을 가지고 있는 망대를 지키면 길이 열리는 겁니다.
If you are able to
그렇죠?
guard the watchtower of the triune God, then absolutely this way, this path will be made before you.
여러분이 보좌의 축복 아홉 가지로 세팅되면 길이 열리는 겁니다.
If you are set, if the nine blessings of the throne of heaven is set down and placed inside of you, absolutely this path will open before you.
여러분이 하나님과 소통되는 안테나를 갖고 있으면 길이 열린다 그 말이요.
If you have the antenna by which you are able to communicate with God, then this path will unfold before you.
꼭 이 축복을 누려야 되는 겁니다.
You must enjoy this blessing.
세 번째입니다.
And third.
뭐라고 되어 있습니까?
What does it say?
만민을 위해 길을 들라는 말입니다.
It says to raise up the banner for all
뭡니까?
the nations. What does this
길만
mean?
만드는 게 아니에요.
You're not just making a way.
사람들이 생명으로 올 수밖에 없는 이 교회 여러분 올 수밖에 없는 플랫폼의 파수꾼.
You must now stand as a watchman of this platform so that the people have no choice but to come back to life. People have no choice but to come to this church.
많은 사람을 지킬 수 있는 망대를 지키는 파수꾼.
You must stand as a watchman to protect the watchtower by which you can preserve the lives of countless many.
영적 소통이 일어나는 안테나를 가진 파수꾼.
A watchman who has a spiritual antenna by which you can have that kind of spiritual communication take place.
망대를 만들고 길을 열고는 사람들이 오도록 만드는 파수꾼이라고 말이요.
A watchman by which you can have this watchtower and safeguard that as well as make the path and have many people come to that.
만민을 위하여 길을 달라.
It says to raise the banner before the nations.
이게 큰 꿈을 가지라 이 말이 아니에요.
This does not mean to harbor great and grand dreams.
거짓말하고 있습니다. 전 세계 죽어가고 있어요.
We are lying to ourselves. The entire world is wasting away.
만민을 위해 길을 들으라.
So raise up a signal, a banner before the peoples.
여러분 미국 유럽에 마약 환자 꽉 찼어요.
There are so many people addicted to drugs in the United States and in Europe.
정신병자 꽉 찼어요.
And the world is filled with people with so many mental illnesses.
행복할 수가 없어요.
There can be no happiness.
나는 미국 가보고 아이고 왜 여기 살지 할 정도로 혼자 집 툭 떨어졌는데 무수부가 총 갖다 놓고
And when I visited the States, I thought to myself, why do people even live here? Because it's so vast and barren. Everybody's so afraid. They're all the houses are set very far from each other. And because they're so afraid, they all have guns.
유럽에 사람 사는 데 한 가보세요. 저녁 되면 불 다 끄고 사람도 안 움직여요.
You go to Europe and in the nighttime, you see all the lights are turned off. Nobody's even walking down the streets.
그래, 아무 복음도 없지. 가만히 앉아 있는 거예요.
They completely lack the gospel. Everybody's just completely standing still.
어떤 사람 보니까 이제 뭐지 의자에 앉아도 가만히 앉아 있어 저게.
And so I see some people. They're just sitting in their seat, completely numb and desensitized, just staring off into space.
저 후진국 가보세요.
Then go to the underdeveloped countries.
난립니다.
Everything is in such chaos there.
어린 아이들이 학교를 가지 않고요 돌아다녀요.
Young children, they don't receive any schooling. They're just wandering around in the streets.
아, 거의 학교 안 돌아다니는 애들이요.
So they don't go to school. They're just wandering around the streets. Many of them.
왜 학교 안 가냐 물었더니 말 안 해요.
When you ask them why aren't you in school, they don't respond to your question.
만민을 위해서 길을 들.
So raise up the signal, this banner before the peoples.
대로를 닦고 만민을 위해 길을 들라.
Clear all the highways of stones and raise up, lift up a signal over the peoples.
이런 파수꾼이 되라.
Now stand as this kind of watchman.
쉽게 요약하겠습니다.
I'll give you a very simple and concise
망대를
summary.
망대를 지키는 파수꾼이 되라.
Stand as a watchman who protects and guards the watchtower.
24 기도하면 돼요.
What that means is just pray 24-hour prayer.
길을 닦는 파수꾼 되라.
And stand as a watchman who clears
this
path. That's what the Bible tells us.
만민이 오도록 길을 드는 파수꾼 되라.
Stand as a watchman to lift up the signal so that many people can come.
이게 가능하겠냐? 하나님은 가능하십니다.
You might ask, is this even possible? It is possible for God.
오늘 이 응답을 딱 붙잡으셔야 돼요.
So hold on to this answer today.
7절에 이런 말씀이 있습니다.
This is what it records in verse 7.
여호와가 찬송받기까지.
It says, until we make it a praise in the earth.
아무것도 아닌 말처럼 보이죠. 여호와가 찬송받기까지.
This seems like nothing at all, but until the Lord is praised in the earth.
여러분 산업을 보고 불신자가 여호와가 살아계셔서 함께 하시는구나.
So that unbelievers look at your business, look at your work and they say, surely the Lord is alive and he is blessing this place.
바로왕이 보고 여호와께서 너와 함께 계시는데 여호와의 신으로 충만하구나.
Just as Pharaoh looked at Joseph and said, "Surely the Lord is with you, and you are filled with the spirit of that Lord."
이보다 큰 거 없어요.
There's no greater blessing than that.
그 은장을 주시겠다는 겁니다.
And God is saying He will give to you this covenant.
아니 사업 어렵는데 장사 어렵잖아. 여러분 사업 뭐 불신자가 야 하나님의 축복이 있는 회사구나.
But business is hard. Things are so difficult, and yet unbelievers look at you and they say, "Surely God's hand is upon this business."
그보다 더 큰 거 없어요.
There's nothing greater than that.
여러분들이 많은 일들 있지만은요, 이 파수꾼의 기도 시작하시라.
There are many things, many tasks we must undertake, but you must begin the watchman's prayer.
해보세요.
You must do it.
응답 오고 나면 그 다음부터 또 하면 돼.
And then when the answer comes, then move on to the next step.
저는 이거를 할 줄 몰라가지고. 옛날에는 지금은 24입니다. 그때는 어떻게 해야 될지 모르겠더라고요.
So now I'm able to do this 24 hours a day, but in the past I didn't know how to begin this.
뭐 날짜는 맞아 있는 거니까 처음에 어떻게 했는 거니까 새벽 기도를 다 마치고요. 교회에서 혼자서 기도했어요.
So what I did at first was every morning I went to the early morning service at church and afterwards I stayed behind and I continued to pray by myself.
이제 꼭 40일이 아니겠지만 40일이란 말 무슨 말인 거니까 제가 수첩에 받은 말씀을 적으면서 기도했어요.
And so, of course, it doesn't have to be exactly 40 days, but I just set it as 40 days, and I reflected back on the message that I wrote down in my notebook.
그 말씀을 깊이 정리하면서 기도했다고요.
And I organized that, and I was able to engage in deep prayer with that message.
첫 번째 응답이 왔습니다.
The first answer came.
어떤 응답이 왔냐?
What kind of answer?
지금 무엇 때문에 그런 기도를 하느냐?
I thought in my very conscience, why am I praying this kind of prayer?
하나님이 너를 인도하실 것 아니냐?
Is God not going to lead you?
그렇게 미래 걱정을 하느냐?
Are you that concerned about your future?
그런 마음이 따왔어요.
Are you that worried? And that's the kind of thought that filled my heart.
기도 제목 바뀌었어요.
So I changed my prayer topic.
하나님 저를 복음 전하도록 인도해 주십시오.
God, lead me to preach your gospel.
근데 하나님이요, 이 딱 이 평생 복음 전할 수 있도록 문을 딱 열어주시겠어요.
And very naturally, God opened the door so that I can, for all my life, share the gospel. 예,
세상적으로는 뭐 모르겠습니다만은 전국 세계 목사님들 많은데 저만큼 은혜를 받은 목사가 어디 있겠어요?
I can't speak from a worldly standpoint, but when I compare myself to all the different pastors throughout our nation and the world, I think to myself that I perhaps have received the greatest grace of God.
어떻게 여러분 같은 사람 만나가지고 세계복음화를 이렇게 합니까? 이런 은혜가 어디 있습니까?
How can I meet with people like you? How is it that I'm able to carry out this work of world evangelization? What great grace is there than this?
정말입니다.
Really.
많은 목사님들이요 교회 때문에 걱정하고 중직 때문에 걱정하고 염려하고. 그게 무슨 신앙생활입니까?
So many pastors are worried about the church, worried about the church officers. How can you call that a proper walk of life?
막 어떻게 하면 우리가 복음 전하고 말, 어떻게 하면 기도를 하고 이래야지. 맨날 염려하고 말이야.
How is that a walk of faith? They're always concerned about those things instead of worrying about how to preach the message and how to engage in prayer.
뭐 만약에 뭐 예, 우리에게 뭐 요구하는 게 있다면 양보하면 돼요.
And if there's something that they ask us or request of us, then we can just concede it, give it to them.
하나도 뺏기지 않습니다.
Still,
걱정하지 마세요.
We will never be at a loss, and that's why we don't need to worry.
그때부터 이제는 아 내가 지금 새벽에 말 게 아니고 시간 정해놓고 정시로 기도해야 되겠다 기도했어요.
And then from that point on, I thought to myself, this shouldn't just always be in the early morning time. I should set a time for myself and begin to pray scheduled prayer, and that's what I did.
근데 그게 좀 힘들어요.
But it was a little bit
자꾸 잊어먹어.
Because I kept forgetting.
그랬어요. 제가 이 말씀을 보면서 그렇다 24 하는 거다.
And that's why while looking at this passage I thought to myself and I resolved in my heart that's right 24.
시간도 필요 없다. 24 하는 거다.
It's not a matter of setting a specific time or hour. 24 hours it is.
모든 생각나는 거, 모든 보는 거, 모든 듣는 거 기도하는 거다.
All the thoughts that I have, all that I see, all that I hear, I'll connect every single thing into prayer.
매년 하나님은 세계를 살리는 응답들을요 계속 주셨어요.
And every year, unfailingly, God has given to us the answers to save the world.
저는 높은 사람도 존경하지만은 진짜 기도하는 사람 존경합니다.
And of course, I do have great respect for those who are in very high positions, but I have the utmost respect for people of prayer.
저는 가진 사람도 귀하지만은 복음 가지고 기도하는 사람 더 귀합니다.
And yes, I value those who are very affluent, who may possess a lot, but I actually value even more those who have the gospel and who know how to pray with that.
전에 얘기했잖아요.
I said this before.
항상 그거는 기억납니다.
I always remember this.
수영록에 부흥회를 갔는데 얼마나 교회가 이게 잘 지어졌고 말이에요. 부럽더라고요.
I went to a revival meeting at Suyongno Church, and the church was so well built that I was a little bit envious.
지금 우리 교회보다 못한 교회예요. 그런데도 그때는 너무 어려우니까.
And I think that our church right now is far better than that church then. But at that time, things were so difficult for me that there was nothing to rival that church for me then.
야, 젊은 멋쟁이들이 말이요, 은혜 받으려고 막 교회 막 몰려드는데, 야. 이런 데도 있구나 싶더라고요.
And these young people who are very well dressed, all of them gathered and swarmed into the church to receive grace, and I thought, wow, how can this be?
그래 정말 제게 식사 대접하겠다고 목사님들 전체 다 같이 줄 서서 사람들.
And really, I'm not lying at all. There are people standing in line, offering to buy myself and all the other pastors a meal.
뭐 그런 게 별 중요한 건 아닌데 우리 교회가 너무 어렵기 때문에 우리기는 와 보니까요 돈 많은 가지고 싸우는 거예요.
And after seeing that, I came back to my church and I looked at our church and things were so difficult there. People were fighting over just 10,000 won.
그때 제가 이런 생각을 했어요.
At that time, I thought to myself,
야, 이 사람들이 세계 복음을 할 수 있겠냐?
이런
생각이 들더라니까요.
Can these people at our church really do world evangelization?
그게 이제 착각입니다.
But that was the misconception.
밤에 지나가다 보니까 우리 게 지하에 불이 켜져 있는 거예요.
One night, I happened to be passing by the church late at night, and I saw that the lights were turned on in our church in the basement.
내가 살짝 들어가 봤어요.
And I just quietly went in to see.
우리 권사님들.
I saw our senior deaconesses.
그 다음에요, 그게 여러분 우리 여자 성도님들 밤에 기도하고 있는 거예요.
And female deaconesses, they had all gathered there and they were praying that very night.
물어봤더니 매일같이.
And when I asked, they responded saying that they've been praying like
this every
single
day. 위해서, 매일같이.
Every day they were praying for the church, they were praying for the pastors.
그때 깨달았어요.
And that's when I realized.
하나님 죄송합니다. 그래서.
And I apologized before God saying, God, I'm so sorry.
우리의 국회의원이 100명 있으면 그 사람 나와서 기도할 수 있겠냐 말이요.
If our church were filled with 100 national assemblymen, would they gather in the church to pray?
바빠서 못할 거란 말이요.
They'd be so busy that they wouldn't be able to make that time.
부산에서는 훨씬 가장 많이 세계복음하는 교회로 하나님 세워줬어요.
But God raised up that church in Busan as a church that is most fitting to do world evangelization.
걱정하지 마시고 오늘 파수꾼의 기도 회복하는 날이 되기를 예수님 이름으로 축복합니다.
So do not worry about a thing. I bless you in the Lord that today may be the day in which you restore the prayer of the watchman.
기도하겠습니다.
Let us pray.
하나님 감사드립니다.
God, we thank you.
우리에게 파수꾼의 사명 주심을 감사드립니다.
We thank you for giving us the commission of the watchman.
오늘 그 기도가 시작되게 하옵소서.
May that very prayer begin today.
예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.